From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County lawmakers are considering legislation to ban polystyrene or styrofoam countywide. Cairo Representative Republican William Lawrence has been working on the legislation for several years and believes the timing is now right to take action. He said, and I quote, "Originally, the bill for styrofoam focused on chain stores, but I think it's time we do away with it," end quote. Lawrence worked with former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrator Judith Ink on the latest version of the law. Ink, a Cairo native, made a presentation on the proposal to the Greene County Legislature August 7th. Ulster, Albany, and Suffolk counties, as well as New York City, have already banned styrofoam, Ink said. She said, and I quote, "I think we should remind everyone that we want to keep Greene County green," end quote. Ink said restaurants can switch to alternative materials for takeout containers, such as aluminum or cardboard, adding that many businesses have already made the transition. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said a concern that county officials had when they last considered the idea of a polystyrene ban was the expense of alternative products. Legislation Chairman Patrick Linger agreed. Linger is a Republican, and he represents New Baltimore. He said, and I quote, "How much regulation can we put on local businesses if it's going to be a hardship? If it happens on a state level, it's an even playing field," end quote. No action was taken on the proposed ban, but legislators were asked to review the document. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, John Patrick Maloney, and Paul Tonko joined more than 200 of their fellow House Democrats in signing a letter urging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring senators back from recess to vote on two gun control bills following the El Paso and Dayton mass shootings. The letter read, and I quote, "We know background checks save lives. Everyday background checks stop more than 170 felons and 50 domestic abusers from getting a gun," end quote. The bill would increase the time for criminal background checks and would require a gun dealer to conduct a background check before two people are able to transfer ownership of a gun. The Democrat-led House passed both measures in February. Maloney, a Cold Spring Democrat and member of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, said in a press release August 8th that he is calling on McConnell and Senate Republicans to, and I quote, "find the courage to do what's right," end quote, and approve the bills. And I quote, "anything less is negligence," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature is expected to establish an animal abuse registry and approve legislation that would regulate the tethering of animals. Both measures were passed by the legislature's Government Service Committee this week and are expected to be voted on by the full legislature August 12th. The tethering law will regulate when and how long a dog could be tied up outside in inclement weather. Government Services Chairman Will Truitt said during the next legislative session in Albany, there will be a push to establish a statewide animal abuse registry to provide the communication between counties about anyone with a history of animal abuse. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the Daily News. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins is now calling out Governor Andrew M. Cuomo for the unfulfilled promise to create a state ammunition database, once a key part of the 2013 SAFE Act. While the governor spent the week touting the legislation, he managed to sidestep questions about the delayed database, which led Stewart-Cousins to challenge the administration feet-dragging. She said, and I quote, "My conference has continuously led the way on smart gun laws. We certainly think that this database should get done quickly, and with California figuring out the technology, there should be no more reason for delay," end quote. Bo Duffy, a spokesman for the New York State Police, said getting the database up and running is a priority, but a tricky process. Duffy noted that the differences between the systems that gun sellers use in California and New York pose an infrastructure issue for integrating a state database for ammunition sales. Cuomo senior advisor Rich Arzapati said Stewart Cousins is welcome to craft legislation if she thinks of a way to speed up the process. He said, and I quote, "If the majority leader has a better way, we would review any bills she has, but we haven't seen any," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.